School districts across Indiana are reporting the highest number of staff and student COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic. It's driven by the highly contagious Omicron variant. Now, some school districts have reached a breaking point with low staffing levels. Staff absences leave buses without drivers and classrooms without teachers. From WFII's Education Desk, Elizabeth Gabriel reports how schools in Marion County are trying to avoid a return to remote learning.
This year, school districts have been determined to keep doors open to prevent more student learning loss. But Indiana school districts haven't been immune to the national teacher and substitute shortage, as more than 700 staff positions are vacant across the state. Now the Omicron variant is making it impossible for some schools to staff buildings.
We're just doubling, at least, if not more, the number of staff members that are showing up as testing positive, which has put a pretty significant strain on the ability for our schools to be able to continue in an in-person environment.
That's Laura Hammack, the superintendent of Beech Grove City Schools. The shortages have already led to an all-hands-on-deck situation. Now Hammack says keeping schools open is even harder as teachers call in sick due to COVID-19.
But that is our absolute goal, to really try to deliver in-person instruction before we would even consider, you know, moving to another option.
At some districts, administrators have scrambled to fill in at schools. That means superintendents have taught classes and senior administrators have helped in cafeterias. But some districts have still buckled under the pressure. Today, IPS in Wayne Township began remote learning for some schools. Pike Township students have learned remotely for more than 7 days due to a lack of bus drivers and staff. In Warren Township, 5th through 12th graders have also learned remotely for more than a week. Superintendent Tim Hansen is desperate to keep the youngest students in the classroom.
We feel that our K-4 kids are our most vulnerable. They're not able to log in at home, where our 5-12 kids are more capable of doing that. It's been kind of a goal as much as possible to keep our K-4 students in person. And, you know, right now that's still a struggle.
On the northeast side of Indianapolis, Lawrence Township has done all they can in the classroom to slow the spread of COVID-19.
Kids are wearing masks at all times except eating and drinking. And then, you know, we do our contact tracing. We keep kids home when they're sick. We encourage vaccines. And so there's not too much else as a school district we can do.
That's nursing coordinator Amanda Pardue. She's even called the local health department to see if there's just one more safety measure they could put in place.
I'm like, hey, you know, our numbers are getting a little bit higher. Is there anything else we could be doing? Honestly, they don't really have anything else that we should be doing.
School districts across the state have recently shifted their quarantine policy to align with federal and state guidance, which reduced the days needed for being out of school. Students and staff only have to stay at home for 5 days after COVID-19 exposure or infection. Nearly 2 years into the pandemic, and Lawrence Township sixth grader Gabrielle says she's tired of wearing a face mask because it muffles people's voices and it breaks easily. But she's willing to put up with it if it means she can continue to learn in person.
It hasn't been that hard, but like when you are definitely quarantined, it is hard to learn things, like especially if it's something new or like a test. Things like hard because you can't really communicate with your teacher unless it's over email.
For now, Gabrielle will keep following health guidelines and hopes her school remains open. For WFYI, I'm Elizabeth Gabriel.